Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Anthony's Corner. Today I'm going to be giving my opinions, good or bad, on the starters of tonight's 2019 All-Star Game. If you guys disagree with any of my opinions, feel free to let me know in the voice messages. Try not to be too harsh, but feel free to let me have your opinion. Now this episode I'm going to try not to be completely biased, because I'm a loyal, diehard Astros fan till death. So, as you all know, tonight is the 2019 All-Star Game, and there are a few results that I'm 100% sure that they should be in it, and some, not so much. So if you like this topic that I'm going on, make sure to stick around. And I'm going to start with the American League starting pitcher this year, hometown hero, pitcher of the Houston Astros, the mighty Justin Verlander. He is an amazing pitcher, but this year, I don't know what happened, but this year he's given up a career high 26 home runs only before the All-Star game, and he's already got his career high. He's had 29 starts this year, and he's given up 27 home runs out of 29 starts. So that means only two starts he hasn't given up a home run. But he's still a future Hall of Famer, amazing pitcher, and I'm looking forward to seeing him pitch in the 2019. Oh, I almost said Home Run Derby, All-Star Game. So, for the National League pitcher, we have the Dodgers, Hyunjin Ryu. Now, this guy just came out of nowhere, going from an okay pitcher, 2018 World Series with the Dodgers. Unfortunately, they lost back-to-back World Series. But he was with the 2018 Dodgers when they went to the World Series. I mean, he was a pretty good pitcher. I mean, he wasn't like All-Star game type, but he was pretty decent. And then this year, 2019, comes out of nowhere, All-Star caliber. He's starting in the All-Star game. And this 2019 Cy Young Award caliber. I mean, him and Verlander, they are making a run for the Cy Young Award. And I guarantee you, Hyunjin Ryu will just keep getting better. The sky's the limit for him. And for the catcher for the American League, we have Gary Sanchez. He has had a great year, breakout year. He's finally getting good at hitting. He has a 129 OPS plus, and he competed in the 2017 Home Run Derby, and he's getting a lot better since when he first came. He has to get those defense skills down, but I want to see him start in the All-Star game, which he is, so I'm happy about that. For the National League, Wilson Contreras. This kid just seems to be getting better each year. He's one of those people that just seems to be getting better every year, gets better with age. It's unbelievable to watch this kid go in the All-Star game every year and just keep getting better. This kid has a stick for a bat. And for first base in the American League, we have the hometown hero, Carlos Santana, who also competed in the Home Run Derby. Check out my other episode of the 2019 T-Mobile Home Run Derby. And he is just on a team that is struggling to hit this year. He is giving them some hope. Because I'll say, this year, he is doing way better than all of his other years. And this is just my opinion. He's doing way better than he used to. He's finally becoming a power hitter. And he's just swinging the bat for power and contact this year. Off of a struggling hitting team, is doing great for them. For the National League, best first baseman in the MLB by far, Freddie Freeman. This kid is just, I don't even know what to say. He has like outfield-like numbers, such good hitting numbers, like, he's insane. I don't even know what to say. Like video game numbers. Press a button. Ooh, another hit. Insane. So, for second base in the National League, there's Ketel Marte. Ketel Marte, another player, comes out of nowhere, hits for average, hit a few home runs. Great player all around. I don't know if there's somebody else that should have been there. Well, there is. Mike Moustakas got snubbed. Moustakas is having an amazing year at second base, and I really think that he should have been a starter. Although Ketel Marte is making his first All-Star game appearance, Mike Moustakas, he's kind of getting older, but he's still really good. I personally think he should have started, but whatever. I'm fine with Ketel Marte. American League. Second base, DJ LeMahieu. This kid is insane. Absolutely insane. DJ LeMahieu. I mean, I'm all for Altuve, best second baseman in the major leagues, but he's been injured for a huge chunk of the year, and it would be kind of hard for him to start. I mean, Springer did it, but it would be kind of hard for him. I personally would have loved to see Tommy La Stella start at second base for American League, because that kid is just amazing this year. On Tommy La Stella, he got injured, so the reserve second baseman for American League is going to be LeMahieu's teammate, Gleyber Torres. Torres, pretty good, but La Stella, I'm just going to say this, and you guys will be like amazed by this. Last year, the whole season, he had one home run, just one, and he started every single game at second base, almost every single game. This year, before the All-Star break, and he got injured, 17 home runs. What an improvement. I mean, he's no Mike Trout or anything, but I mean, come on. For shortstop in the American League, Jorge Polanco. And do you want to know who the reserves are? Francisco Lindor and Xander Bogaerts. I'm sorry, but on a rising team, the Twins, Jorge Polanco is doing pretty good this season, but Lindor and Bogaerts, I mean, come on. You really can't beat them. I personally think that Lindor and Bogaerts got snubbed. One of them should have been starting. But we can go with Polanco. National League, kind of an easy one. Javier Baez. This kid, I don't know. His personality, his flair, his love for the game. I don't know if he'll ever be just bad at baseball. I mean, look at his numbers. This dude can play defense, he can hit, he's speed, he can hit a couple home runs. I mean, what else can you ask for? Third baseman, American League, my boy, Alex Bregman. I think he deserves it this year, although Matt Chapman made quite a run for the starting third baseman, because that man is just red hot, rising star. But Bregman just keeps getting better. He's working so hard. In the offseason, check out his YouTube channel, Alex Bregman. And then National League, third base, Nolan Arenado. In the reserves, backup, Chris Bryant. Nolan Arenado, I mean, it's kind of obvious. This kid is insane. Watch, okay, I have a little homework for you guys. Watch some Nolan Arenado defensive highlights and hitting highlights. This kid, my gosh, this kid has he flashes his leather, or should I say flashes his hand. He makes bare hand plays too. I mean, what else can you literally ask for? He's a better version of Javier Baez. For left field, American League, Michael Brantley and Joey Gallo. Brantley, another Astro. Brantley is extremely underrated this year. People say, oh, Gallo, oh, Betts, all these other guys. I mean, Gallo, he's had an amazing year. This kid hits dingers. Joey Gallo hits dingers. But he kind of strikes out a lot. And Brantley, he's had like 4 home runs this season, I believe. But this kid gets a hit almost every single game. He's leading the MLB in multi-hit games. Look at his numbers. Betts, Gallo, both hitting under 300. Brantley, over 300. I mean, this guy is good. National League, Ronald Acuna Jr., rising star. His backup is Jeff McNeil. He won it by a mile. I mean, nothing else you can say. Speed, power, contact, everything. Defense. Center field, American League, Mike Trout, best player in the MLB. Nothing to say about it. And National League, Cody Bellinger, making a run against Yelich for the National League MVP this year. It's gonna be a tight race, y'all. And right field for American League, George Springer. Now, I'm gonna be completely honest with you guys. I love George Springer. But this year, he doesn't have as good numbers. He's been injured, just like Altuve, huge chunk of the season. And, I mean, I guess he has really loyal fans. I voted for him just because he's an Astro. But to be completely honest with you guys, I think it should have been Whit Merrifield or Austin Meadows because they've had an amazing year, too. But Springer, he was just injured. He's an amazing player, no doubt about it. Just look at his numbers from past years. But this year, they should have given somebody else a chance. Right field for National League, Christian Yelich, no doubt about it. But Charlie Blackman, he is the backup. Charlie Blackman, that kid can swing a bat. He was actually a pitcher in high school. He doesn't have that great of an arm, to be honest. He can dive out for a ball. He has a heart to play the game. But this kid can swing a bat. I'm telling you that right now. Designated hitter for American League is Red Sox, J.D. Martinez. To be quite honest, J.D. Martinez, a little overrated. He hits a lot of home runs, but he does strike out a lot. But he's a good player. You gotta respect him. Now, here's guys that are going places. National League DHs. Josh Bell, Pete Alonso. I mean, Alonso, you saw what he did in the Home Run Derby. Bell, you saw what he did in the Home Run Derby. I mean, they were both in it. But Josh Bell, amazing year he's had. And Alonso, too, but he got snubbed. And for the rest of the American League pitchers, you have Justin Verlander, the starter. And then you have Gerrit Cole. You have Lucas Giolito, Jose Berrios, Shane Bieber, and Masahiro Tanaka, and John Means. And for the National League pitchers, you have Hyunjin Ryu, starter, and you have Mike Soroka, Jacob DeGrom, Clayton Kershaw, Luis Castillo, Sandy Alcantara, Walker Buehler, Sonny Gray, and Brandon Woodruff. These guys are all great pitchers. They all deserve to be in it. I'm not sure about a few of them. There could have been a couple more people in there, but I mean, I respect all those guys. They're good. Now, relievers for American League, Aroldis Chapman, known for his speedy 106 mile an hour fastball. He doesn't throw it all the time, but when he does, it's untouchable. Shane Green, Ryan Presley, Brad Hand, Liam Hendricks. Presley, love that guy. He's great. National League relievers, Will Smith, Kirby Yates, and Felipe Vasquez. All good pitchers, guys. I like what I'm seeing here. And that is it for today's episode of Anthony's Corner. If you guys like what you heard today, just a quick little review of all the players. Few people got snubbed, few people a little overrated, a little underrated, you know. But if you guys like what I'm doing here, then stick around, because tomorrow another episode is going to come out of the results of the All-Star Game and the score, what happened, and the All-Star Game MVP. Last year, as Bregman, he could be the second player in history to have back-to-back All-Star Game MVPs. Guess who set the first record of that? Mike Trout. What do you know? All right, I'll see you guys later on another episode of Anthony's Corner.